thank you very much. It's a big schus to have a chance to give a shir here for the Kolel Yom Rishon. So I want to talk about two ideas that they're related. First, I want to talk about the themes of matzah in the Torah and in the Seder. Matzah really represents two themes. And then, on one of the themes, I want to develop another idea in the second half of this year. So what exactly does matzah symbolize? So it's interesting. Matzah represents two very different themes. Matzah, of course, is called lechem oni, bread of affliction, or a poor man's bread. Matzah symbolizes slavery. That's the pashup shot of the word, lechem oni. We were slaves in Mitzrayim. When you're a slave, you're not fed very good-tasting rolls and dessert-type foods that we have outside. When you're a slave, they give you matzah. It doesn't taste that good. So when your slaves aren't fed very tasty bread, they're fed matzah. The Abudraham and others add on that apparently because matzah is hard and it digests more slowly, so it in a sense lasts longer. So if you're feeding slaves and you want to save money, so if you feed them matzah, so then the matzah will last longer. And it'll have a better it's more useful to serve slaves matzah than bread because it digests more slowly. He adds that on. I'm not sure it's part of this source that was Xeroxed. One second. But that's what the Abudraham writes that as slaves in Mitzrayim we were fed matzah. So matzah certainly is a symbol of slavery. The Sforno has a slightly different angle. This is source number 4 on matzah being a symbol of the slavery. The Sforno says that why do we eat matzah? Because we know, matzah is dough that you don't have time to let it rise. So the Sforno says we were slaves. We came home for our lunch break, and then it's time to go back to work, to the slavery. So they rushed us back to work, and the dough didn't have time to rise. Source number 4. The Sforno says, source number 4, the third line, lechem oni, lechem shayu ochlim ba'oni, vishalo hayo lem p'nai lahashos, isasam, ad she techmatz, mipnei nogshim otzim. It's the bread we ate in our slavery, in our affliction. We don't have time to delay, to let the dough rise, to become chametz, because we're being pressured by our masters who are forcing us back to work. So that's another angle. That's another angle on matzah being the symbol of slavery, that we don't have time to sit back. Bread takes a while till it rises, till it bakes, and matzah is much more quick. So certainly, there's no question, matzah is the symbol of slavery. We ate matzah as slaves in Mitzrayim. It doesn't taste very good. When you have slaves, you serve matzah. It's better economically to serve your slaves matzah. We ate matzah because we've been rushed back to work. We don't have time to relax and bake a nice good lunch. So matzah certainly is the symbol of slavery. Okay. At the same time, however, we know that matzah is the ultimate symbol of the geula, of the freedom. Why do we eat matzah? Because the Mitzrayim rushed us out. That's what we'll get to later, Bezrat Hashem. The Torah says, we're leaving Mitzrayim. We were rushed out. We didn't have time to let the dough rise. So we're rushed out of Mitzrayim when we baked matzah. So matzah clearly is the symbol of Geula as well. That's what the Chinuch writes. When the Chinuch talks about the basic message of the mitzvah of matzah, so the Chinuch says that we ate matzah. It's a symbol of the chipazon, to remember the nisim that Hashem did for us. That he rushed us out of Mitzrayim. So we know that matzah. That's the simple message of matzah. Matzah is the symbol of. This is the Chinuch in source number 1. The Chinuch in source number 1 writes, the third line. Mishar Shehem Mitzvah, the reason for the mitzvah of matzah. Kidei Shenizkor Li Olam Hanisim Shenasu Lanu B'Yitziyah Mitzrayim Kemo Shekasuv B'Seha Pesach V'Nizkor Shira Lanu Kinyan Zeh Shemitoch Chipazon, because we were rushed out. HaYitziyah Afinu Ha'isa Matzah Kol Yochul Yismameh Ad Sheyachmitz U'Kemo Shekasuv, as the Torah says. Matzah symbolizes the freedom. We ate matzah. The Haggadah says this. We'll get to this. The Haggadah says, we eat matzah because we were rushed out of Mitzrayim. So it's very interesting that matzah is both the symbol of slavery, and matzah is also the symbol of geula. We ate matzah because we were rushed out of Mitzrayim. So matzah plays a double role in Yetzias Mitzrayim, plays a double role at the Seder. It's both the symbol of the slavery, lechem oni. Oni means affliction. The Gemara says oni also means poor man's bread. It's poor, poor. And also matzah is the symbol of slavery. There's a beautiful comment of the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayah, source number 2. Another angle on matzah being the symbol of the geula, the symbol of the freedom. We know we left Mitzrayim early. The original nevuah was to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. And at the end we left Mitzrayim after 210 years. That's what that's what Chazal explained to us. So we left Mitzrayim early, earlier than the original plan in a sense. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, so matzah reflects that as well. Umatzah shelo hispik b'tzeikam, source number 2. Umatzah shelo hispik b'tzeikam lahachmitz, kemo shenigalu kodem hazman hakavua. We were taken out of Mitzrayim before the official set time. Midahayu ru'uyim lishar b'mitzrayim tof shana. We were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. V'nigalu b'shiras redu, we left after 210 years. So, Kemokain, similarly, nitztavu b'matzah sheyochu lachmam kodem zmanu haraui. Matzah, you bake quickly before it rises. The bread tastes good, you let it rise, it tastes good. Matzah, you rush to get it out of the oven. So just like when you bake matzah, the matzah is rushed. Before it rises, you bake it. So that symbolizes the geula, that we left Mitzrayim early before the official nevuah was up. And that's another angle on matzah being the symbol of geula. It's interesting. There's a gematria. Every Seder needs at least a couple of gematrias. So lach ma'anya together is, I think, exactly 210. Let's make sure. Lach ma'anya. Lach ma'anya is the Aramaic phrase for a matzah. So lach ma'anya, I'm pretty sure, is 210. Does that work out? 79. Anya, 80, yeah, not yeah. It's exactly 210, which is that's a nice gematria that we left Mitzrayim early, earlier than we were supposed to, in a sense, after 210 years, and the matzah, which is baked quickly, the name of the matzah, the Aramaic name, symbolizes that idea of leaving Mitzrayim early. By the way, this is a big topic that every nevuah is true. In other words, the nevuah was 400 years to be in Mitzrayim. So Chazal say that the 400 years didn't start from when we went down to Mitzrayim. It started from when Yitzchak was born, 190 years before. And Chazal explained why that makes sense to start from there. But see, every nevuah is true of 400 years. The 400 years could have been 400 years in Mitzrayim, but the way history played out, it ended up being that the nevuah came true in the way that the 400 years began from when Yitzchak was born. This is a big yesod, which the Sfarim talk about. The Brisker Rav speaks about it, and others, that when a nevuah is given, a nevuah is true, obviously, but how it plays out depends on us. So, for example, Rav Nevensal Shlita likes to say over the following idea. He quotes it from the Zohar. Rav Nevensal from the Gedolia, one of the Gedolia Ador, the Rav of the Old City, that Shevet Levi wasn't in the Shibut. Shevet Levi didn't work. They weren't slaves in Mitzrayim. Well, how did that work? The Nevuah didn't say that most of the Shvatim will be slaves except for Shevet Levi. It says Bnei Israel are going to be slaves. So what do you mean, Shevet Levi? How did they avoid the slavery? What about the Nevuah? So the Zohar says, Rav Nemetzal likes to quote, Chomer v'Levanim. Chomer is the mortar, Levanim are the bricks. So the Zohar says, Chomer is Kal v'Chomer. Learning Be'ion, and Levanim is Libun Halacha, to work out the Halacha. Shevet Levi were working, but they were working and learning. They were zochah to work in their learning. They had shibu, they were meshuba to their learning. So the nevuah was true. Everyone had the avoda and the work, but most of Bnei Yisrael had the physical labor, and Shevet Levi had the work of the learning being the chomer b'levenim. And so that's how the nevuah came true for them. This reminds me of Yitzchak Cohen Shlita, one of the chashuva rebbeim here. He has certain things he likes to talk about. So one of them is that people talk about, you know, is your husband someone who learns, or he works, or he learns? He says, learns, works. Everyone works. Everyone works. He says, the Gemara says, tefillah is avoda shebelev. That's work, that's avoda. The work it takes to have kavana and davening, from the beginning of davening till the end, that's very hard work. That's avoda, that's work. One of his go-to things. So that's, we all should be zochah to work in that way. That avodah shebelev. That our tefillah is strong. So the nevuah is true. 400 years is the nevuah is true. But it turns out the way Hashem worked it out that we were actually in the time only 210 years. The actual slavery, you work out the numbers, was 116 years. So the 400 years ended up being 116 years of slavery, 210 years of Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim early. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that leaving Mitzrayim early is symbolized by the matzah, which is baked in a sense quickly. We left early. So matzah symbolizes both. This idea that matzah symbolizes both is highlighted by the Ramban. The Ramban says it in the Pasuk in Rei, source number 5. He says it's both. Source number 5. The Torah refers to the matzah as lechem oni, and it says ki b'chipazon, you left Mitzrayim quickly. So the Ramban says, yeah, in this pasuk in Devarim in Perek Tezayin, the both themes are mentioned. The Ramban says ubiyer b'kan Devarim Rabim ki hisker matzah shite lechem oni, like ki matzah lizkor shiatzu b'chipazon, you left Mitzrayim quickly. V'oni zecher ki hayu b'Mitzrayim b'lechem sar ma'im lachatz v'timuz l'shnei Devarim. It symbolizes both. Matzah symbolizes both. It symbolizes the chipazon and it symbolizes the slavery. So this is the pashut pshat of matzah. Matzah has a dual theme. It symbolizes both the slavery in Mitzrayim and the geula and the and leave Mitzrayim as well. Okay. So the Abarbanel on the Haggadah, I don't have it here in the sources. The Abarbanel on the Haggadah points out that it works out very nicely. We ate matzah twice when we left Mitzrayim. We don't always think about this, but this is just the pashut pshat of the psukim. We ate matzah twice when we left Mitzrayim. We ate matzah during the day when we were rushed out. But we also ate matzah the night before with the Karban Pesach. So the Torah says. The Torah says we shechted the Karban Pesach. The pashut pshat in Chazal, there's a machokas. The pashut pshat in Chazal is we left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. That's the pashut pshat. That's the majority view in the Gemara. So we shechted the Karban Pesach on Wednesday. We ate the Karban Pesach that night, Wednesday night. That was the night of Makas Bechoros. And we left Mitzrayim on Thursday during the day. That's the Pashut Pshat of how it works out. So we ate matzah with the Karban Pesach on Wednesday night with the Karban Pesach. So we ate matzah twice. So the Barbanel says, a very nice pshat, that the two times we ate matzah represent the two themes. Certainly the matzah during the day was the matzah of the geula. Why did we eat matzah? Because we were rushed out. The Mitzrayim were rushing us out. We were rushed out of Mitzrayim. So the matzah we ate on Thursday as we were leaving, that clearly is the matzah which symbolizes the geula. That was the matzah of geula. And the Abarbanel says on the Haggadah that the matzah at night symbolizes the slavery. Why? Because the Torah says, Al matzos umarorim yuchuhu. The Torah groups the matzah together with the maror. So the maror for sure is a symbol of the slavery, the symbol of the shibud. So the Torah is saying, eat the Karban Pesach together with matzah and maror. So since the Torah groups the matzah with the maror, and the maror is the symbol of slavery, so the Barbanel says he thinks that the matzah of the night before is the matzah of the symbolizing the slavery. That as we're about to leave, oh, we used to be slaves, and now we're going to be leaving. So that's a nice shot of the Barbanel, that the two themes of matzah are captured in the two times we ate matzah when we left Mitzrayim. Oh. So then here, I saw a comment, I think it's a very nice comment. There's a Rav Mirsky, a Shlita, he writes the Hegyone Halacha series, Hegyone Halacha, Hegyone Haggadah. He has a fabulous Haggadah. They have it in English also now, it's a very wonderful Haggadah. So he points out And I think this is like a beautiful way to approach the Seder. He points out that the two themes of matzah are both found in the Seder, one at the beginning of Magid and one at the end. That's like the bookends of Magid. Oh. So just in the Haggadah, source number 6. We introduce Magid with Halach Ma'anya. As we're about to start Magid, we pick up the matzah, Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya, Diyachul Basana Bi'arit Mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction we ate in Mitzrayim. So we begin Magid focusing on matzah as Lachma Anya, the symbol of slavery. That's the very beginning of Magid. Then at the end of Magid, after we've discussed Yetzias Mitzrayim and we've said everything, at the end of Magid, we say, Pesach Matzah Umar, why do we eat these three things at this end? Why do we eat the Pesach? Why do we eat the matzah? So the Haggadah tells us, source number 7, this is the end of Magid. Why do we eat the matzah at the Seder? Because the Torah didn't have time to rise. Until Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And it quotes the pasuk in the Chumash. We were rushed out. So it's beautiful. At the end of Magid, the Haggadah is emphasizing that matzah is the symbol of the Geula. So it's perfect. The two themes of matzah are literally the bookends of Magid. We start Magid focusing on matzah as the symbol of the slavery, and we end Magid as matzah focusing on the symbol of the Geula. Exactly, because during Magid, what are we talking about? That we left Mitzrayim. It's like you press the fast-forward button. We start Magid, we're slaves in Mitzrayim. Then during the couple hours at Magid, we're talking about slavery, then the Makos, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And by the end of Magid, now we're free. And now we talk about the matzah being the symbol of freedom. So the matzah symbolizes the slavery and the geula. Both themes are in the Seder in the right order. We start Magid with matzah, symbol of slavery, and we end Magid with matzah being the symbol of geula, because we just spoke about leaving Mitzrayim. That was Rav Mirsky's comment. It's a very very strong comment. We know that the matzah is on the table during Magid. Matzah is called Lechem Oni. So one of the meanings of the word Oni, Ayin Vav Nun Yud, is Oneh, to talk, to speak. So the Gemara says, Matzah is the Lechem Shonin Olav Dvarim Harbe, the bread over which we tell the story. So the Matzah is on the table during Magid, because you're supposed to tell the story over the Magid, over the Matzah. The Gemara and others say that's why the Matzah is uncovered. There's a minhag to uncover the Matzah for most of Magid, because you're supposed to be, that's the Torah says, Lechem Oni, the bread over which you tell the story. So during Magid, not only is the matzah on the table, but it's actually revealed, it's open, it's uncovered during Magid. So that's exactly what's happening at the Seder. The matzah is the visual aid to tell the story. Look, this is the matzah we ate as slaves, and then this is the matzah we ate when we went free. So the matzah becomes the perfect visual symbol, at the Seder of the whole story. And then you eat it afterwards, and you eat the matzah, the Lechem Oni. You eat the matzah. It works out very, very, very nicely. Okay. It's interesting. Like, why did Hashem do this? Why did Hashem work it out that the symbol of freedom would be the thing that was a symbol of slavery? You know, we were. Hashem could have worked. You know, Hashem could have made brownies the symbol of freedom. It would have been a lot easier to eat the kezias, chazanish kezias, have brownies, have cake for the Seder. Could have been a lot of things. Hashem worked it out that the symbol of slavery would become the symbol of freedom. What's the idea behind that? So I saw a comment in one of the Masorah journals from the Rav, but I'm not sure the Rav meant this, so I don't know. So I'm not sure. I don't want to. Maybe I'm saying it my own way. But the idea might be as follows, that the primary theme of the Lel HaSeder is Hashem runs the world. Hashem does whatever he wants. Hashem performs miracles. Hashem, you know, all the makos, everything was, the whole leading Mitzrayim was miraculous from beginning to end. Miracle, Hashem is in complete control of everything. And our birth as a nation was completely, we were completely, totally not independent. We were completely, totally dependent on Hashem. We went from being slaves to Paro, immediately to being slaves and servants of Hashem. Total, Hashem runs everything. So I think that part of that message, that Hashem's in complete control, is that the matzah became the symbol of freedom. Imagine for 200 years, matzah, conjures up all the worst thoughts. Oh, matzah means slavery. Matzah again. Matzah is terrible. If somebody would have told the average Jewish family in Mitzrayim, you know, in a year from now, you're going to love this matzah. You're going to be excited about this matzah. What, are you crazy? The matzah? No way. The matzah has been, it's the most hated food that we have because the matzah symbolizes the slavery. And yet, that same matzah is flipped around and becomes a symbol of freedom. The very fact that exactly the same matzah, that's the Gilui Shechina, that this matzah, which is, it would have been impossible to imagine that this is the symbol of freedom, that becomes, Hashem worked it out, that became the ultimate, that became the symbol of freedom, it totally flipped around. And I thought you can add on to that, I think, with the Sforno. The Sforno becomes very, it becomes perfectly sharp. The Sforno said that for 200 years, why they ate matzah? Because they were being rushed to work. So you're sitting there at your lunch break, and they knock on the door, get out, go back to work. And then that exact same knock on the door became a knock on the door to what? To go free. It's unbelievable. That only Hashem could do that. That the same knock, the exact same knock on the door that for over a century, maybe two centuries, the knock on the door, get back to work, Hashem flipped it. That exact same knock on the door became a knock on the door, the knock of freedom. So according to the Sforno, it's perfect. It wasn't just that the matzah became the symbol of freedom. The way the matzah was made, which was the ultimate symbol of slavery, being rushed to work, that itself, how it's made, became the symbol of freedom, according to the Sforno. So this is part of what we're thinking about at the Seder. Hashem runs the world. Hashem decides what happens out there. And part of the miracles of Mitzrayim, part of the recognition that Hashem runs everything, is the most unexpected thing in the world happened the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the symbol of slavery became the ultimate symbol of Geula. Okay, so that's one idea, that the two themes of Matzah at the Seder and how it plays out in Magid. Okay. Matzah is a symbol of freedom. That's one theme of Matzah. So why do we eat Matzah? Because the Mitzrim rushed us out. That's what the Torah says. That means if the Mitzrim didn't rush us out, then we would have eaten bread. That's what the Torah sounds like. Look here in source number eight. The Psukim in the Chumash. Vayisa'am es betzeko terem yachmatz. They took the dough before it became chametz, etc. Pasuk lametes. Vayofu es habotzek asher otziv mitzrayim ugos matos kilo chametz. Kigoshim mitzrayim boyuchu yismer v'gam sedar lo osu lahem. We baked matzah because we were rushed out of Mitzrayim. So the simple reading of the psukim is that if we were not rushed out, we'd have baked chametz. We'd have eaten chametz. Pashup shot. That's what the pasuk sounds like. Yeah, but it was Pesach. That's a great question. That question is well over 1,000 years old. It's one of those, like, you know, you never think about it. You have the seders all the time. That's a great question. The Rishonim asked that question. The Gaonim asked that question. That's a great question. We're going to talk about now. The Torah says we baked matzah because we were rushed out, the symbol of Geula, etc., etc. That implies that if we weren't rushed out, we'd have eaten chametz, baked chametz, eaten chametz, but it was Pesach. It was Tesvav Nisan. We got the laws of Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We got it 2 weeks ago. And it says there, don't eat chametz. That's a great question. Look in the Psukim. Source number 11 is the long quote of these are the psukim, the beginning of Shmos Perek Yud Beis. This is the Torah says this parsha was given to us on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 2 weeks before Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'yom Hashem Moshe v'Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim le'emor Hachodesh zeh ochem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon ochem b'chodesh Hashana. Chazal say it was Rosh Chodesh, and that was the first mitzvah that Hashem showed Moshe the new moon, the idea of Kiddush Hachodesh. And then we have the laws of Pesach. It says, take the Korban Pesach, eat the Korban Pesach, the matzah and the maror, with the matzah and the maror. And then the Torah says, in Pasuk Tezvav, Shivash yami matzos tochelu, ach b'yom harishon, teshvisu yami bateichem, can't eat chametz. Then it says it again, Ushmartim es ha-matzos, So this is a good question. This is a very good question, that which we're going to discuss now, that what is the Pashup Shat? What is Mamish, the Pashup Shat of the Torah, which is the Pashup Shat of the Haggadah? That the Pasuk is an important question. The Pasuk which says we ate matz because we were rushed out, that's the Pasuk which Magid quotes. That's the Pasuk we all say at the Seder, that we ate matz because we were rushed out. So at the Seder also, what's the Pashup Shat? And if we weren't rushed out, we'd have eaten chametz, but it goes against the Torah. Torah says not to eat chametz. Well, I wanted to discuss, there are three famous answers, there are three standard answers to this question. The famous answer is the answer of the Ran, because the Ran's found in the back of the Gemara. That's what the yeshiva guys learned, in the back of the Gemara. But that's the famous answer of the Ran. And then we'll discuss two other answers as well. So this is the question. The question is, what is the Pashup Shat of the Torah? That's the question. When the Torah says that we ate matzah because we were rushed out, we were baked matzah because we were rushed out, what's the Pashup Shat? And wait, would it be in chametz if we weren't rushed out? Okay, so here's the Ran. Source number 12, this is the famous answer of the Ran that all the Achronim, that everyone quotes. Source number 12. Matzah, al shum shenigalu, because they were saved, shenem rabbi yofu asabatzek, for yochul ismameya. She'ilu yochul ismameya, had they been able to delay, hayimachmitzin oso, it would have become chametz. So the Ran takes the Torah literally. It would have baked it into chametz. Why? De Pesach Mitzrayim lo nag ela laila v'yom. Ah. Kedisa be Pesach Sheni ulamachar hayim mitzrayim b'malacha uvachametz. Comma. That's Chiddush number one. The Ran says that Pesach Mitzrayim, the Mishnah is talking about Pesach Mitzrayim versus Pesach Ledoros. Pesach Ledoros is our Pesach. Pesach Mitzrayim is their Pesach. So the Mishnayos list differences between their Pesach and our Pesach. For example, in their Pesach, they took they put blood on the doorpost. We don't do that. So there are a lot of things that they did that we don't do. So in that list of differences, so Rav Yossi Aglili says that Pesach Mitzrayim was not 7 days long, it was only 1 day long. That we'll have to discuss because the Psukim say 7 days. That we'll get to. Mr. Chen. So it was 1 day long. So the Ran says that Pesach Mitzrayim was 1 day long, not 7 days long. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Gugli in the Gemara. Then it goes on. Ulefichach, ilu yachul ismameya, hichmitzu isoseim, they would have made their dough into bread. Wait a second. If Pesach was 1 day long, so it was Tezvav. Litzorech machar, shelohuzeru b'al yiroya, because they weren't obligated in Bal Yerua, the Isidur own chametz. The Ran said this is the Ran's own chiddush. The Ran says that Pesach Mitzrayim was 1 day long. That the Gemara says. Rav Yossi Aglili says that, and the Ran adds on that it was only usher to eat chametz. It wasn't usher to own chametz. That's the Ran's chiddush. The Ran says that Bal Yerua Bal Yemate didn't apply in Mitzrayim. So the Ran says the plan was, we're leaving Mitzrayim on Tesvav Nisan on Thursday. We're going to bake the dough into bread to eat it for the day. If you want to bake it for a long trip, you're not going to bake matzah. You're going to bake bread. Not today. We're going to eat it tomorrow, the next day. Elam itol shayel em panai. They don't have enough time. Afu matzah. They baked it into matzah. V'zecher liosa geula nitzav b'chilos matzah. Zecher to that geula we eat matzah. So that's the famous answer of the Ran. The Ran says two ideas. One is in the Gemara. One's his own chiddush. That Pesach Mitzrayim was not 7 days long. Pesach Mitzrayim was 1 day long. What was the 1 day? Wednesday night, Thursday. Wednesday night, Thursday was the 1 day of Pesach in Mitzrayim. So we left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. We were going to bake the dough into bread, not to eat that day, but to eat the next day. That's the Shita of the Ran. Because normally it's also the Onch. We can't own chametz either. But in Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Isser of owning chametz, only an isser of eating chametz. Oh, now wait a second. But we saw the psukim. Okay, so that's what the Ran. That's the Ran. So the Ran is quoting here the shita of Rav Yossi Aglili. Rav Yossi Aglili in the Gemara learns his shita out of the psukim in Bishalach. In source number 15, the Gemara quotes that this is the source. Rav Yosef Lulu says Pesach Mitzrayim was one day long. Where does he get one day long from? Where does he get it from? He got it from these psukim. And there's a diuk here which explains the Ran's chiddush. So this is after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Torah says, etc. Remember this day. So the Gemara says that Rav Yosef Lulu learns a connection between the end of Gimel, the beginning of Daled. The end of Gimel says don't eat chametz. The beginning of Daled says hayom atem yotzim, hayom, today. So Rav Yosef Aglili learns from the hayom that it's one day. Oh, so that's the source of Rav Yosef Aglili, that Pesach time was one day long, not 7 days. Hayom, today. And this is the pshat of the Ran. What does Pasuk Gimel say? V'lo ye'ochel chametz. Don't eat chametz. So since the makor of Rav Yosef Aglili is the connection between the end, the smichus of the end of Gimel and beginning of Daled, and the end of Gimel says don't eat chametz. So the Ran makes as a chiddush, says pshat in the Gemara, oh, the isser of chametz in Mitzrayim for that one day was not to eat chametz, but owning chametz was allowed. So that's the Ran shita. So the Ran says that Pesach Mitzrayim was one day long, Wednesday night, Thursday. It was usher to eat chametz. It was mutter to own chametz. The plan was to bake chametz for the trip starting the next day. But we were rushed out. We baked matzah instead. That's the Ran. Okay. Now wait a second. But how do you deal with the fact that the Torah says at the beginning of Shmos Perek Yud Beis that the Pesach Mitzrayim was 7 days long? It says 7 days. Look there in the Psukim. It says in Pasuk Tezvav, back to source 11. Back to source 11. The Psukim say in Pasuk Tezvav, Shiva Sami Matzos Tochelu, eat matzah for 7 days. Kichol Chachametz V'nichrasa. Hey, me Israel. B'yom Rishon Atz Yom HaShvi. 7 days you can't eat chametz. It says it again later. Pasuk Yates, Shiva Sami Sori Matzah V'techim, Kichol Chachametz V'nichrasa. It says 7 days. So this is not a kasha on the Ran. This is a kasha on Yosef Aglili. How does he read the Psukim over here? So again, we started with Akasha. How could the Pasuk imply that Bnei Yisrael would have baked chametz if they weren't rushed out? It was Pesach. They got the laws of Pesach already. And chametz was usher. The answer is no. That Pesach time was one day long and it was only us to eat. It was mutter to own chametz. And that was the plan. The plan was to bake chametz for the following days. Yeah, but it says here 7 days. So here the Mefarshim and the Chumash quote this. We're not the ones to raise this question. And the Mefarshim and the Chumash point out as follows. Rav Yossi Haglili read Shmos Perek Yud Beis very precisely. He holds as follows. The first half of Shmos Perek Yud Beis is all Pesach Mitzrayim. It says, set the animal aside for 4 days. It says, put blood on the doorpost. Welcome in Adam, Benasal Hashem, Mezuzos. Put blood on the doorpost. Put blood on the mashkof. Well, and then it says, Makos Bechoros. That was Pesach Mitzrayim. And then, here's the Pasuk Yudalit. Is the big, look at Pasuk Yudalit. This is the Chizkuni and others say this pshat. This is the standard pshat for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. V'yoh ayom azeh lechem lizakarim v'chagosim asol chag l'ashem l'doroseichem. L'doroseichem. Chukos ha'om etachagu. Rav Yossi Aglili learned that everything in this after Yudalit is only l'doroseichem. In other words, and the Torah never says that chametz is asur for 7 days until after Pasuk Yudal. So that's how Yossi read the Psukim. Again, the Rabbanan read the Psukim. No, there was usher for all 7 days, even in Mitzrayim. Rav Yossi Aglili says no. Rav Yossi Aglili says the word L'Doroseichem is the key word there. The key word in Shmos Perek Yud Beis is L'Doroseichem. That anything after L'Doroseichem, that's only in the future. So, and it only says 7 days in Pasuk Tezvav, in Pasuk Yudches, and Yudtes. So therefore, Rav Yossi Aglili says that if our Pesach is 7 days, but their Pesach doesn't say how long it was. Doesn't say in the first half of the Perek. So he says, based on Perek Yud Gimel of Shmos, that Pesach Mitzrayim was 1 day long. So that's the standard approach. That's one approach. That's the official pshat of the Ran in the Haggadah. It's good to know what the Haggadah means. This is the Haggadah. We always say the Haggadah. The Haggadah says, we ate matzah because we were rushed out. That means that according to the Ran, we would have baked the dough into chametz had we not been rushed out, not to eat the chametz, but to save it for the next day because of because it wasn't, it was usher to eat chametz for that first day, but it was mutter to own chametz. That's the answer of the Ran. Okay, I guess that's the pashut pshat, because that's the answer that everyone quotes. The Ramban says a different pshat. Source 14. The Ramban says a different pshat. The Ramban knew about this question. The Ramban says a different pshat. And he doesn't go with Avilsi Aglili and the whole thing one day. He takes the Shmos Perikid Beis literally. So let's see the Ramban. Source 14. The time Vayofu is a batzek. What's the explanation of they baked the dough? Shofu oso matzos mipnei ha-mitzvah. He says it outright. They baked matzos because of the mitzvah. Shenitztavu, sori matzah b'batechim, kol mechaz of nichrusa. Those are the Shmos Perikid Beis. The Ramban knew our question. He says, no, they baked matzah because the chametz was aser. So the Ramban says, black on white, b'nei, this is not what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, b'nei Yisrael baked matzah because chametz was aser. The Torah says we were rushed out. So the Ramban has a new pshat in the pasuk. It's not the pashut pshat. V'amar kigarshim mitzrayim, lomar, sha'afu oso, here's the key word, baderech, v'amar kigarshim mitzrayim, v'amar kigarshim mitzrayim, lafos oso b'ir. They baked it on the run as opposed to at home. The Ramban says the plan was get up in the morning on Thursday, start baking matzah for the trip. Why matzah? Because chametz was also. We learned Shmos Perikid Beis. He doesn't go for the Lador Seichem thing. Basically, he goes to the Rabbanon. 7 days of matzahs. Pesach 7 days long. Chametz is also. The plan was always to bake matzah. That's what the Ramban says. The plan was always to bake matzah. But why they bake matzah on the run? The pasuk basically says they took the dough before it became, and as they're running out of Mitzrayim, so they baked it by derech as opposed to in the comfortable ovens at home by ear. Now it's not so simple to read that into the psukim. That's what the Ramban says. If you look in the psukim, in source number, where's the pasuk? In source 8. In source 8, the Ramban says, source 8, Pasuk Lamates, Vayofu es habatzek, Ashrim Mitzrayim ugos matzos, Kilo chametz goshim Mitzrayim b'chis mei b'chis l'sulahem. The Ramban says, the kilo chametz is because of the mitzvah. It says they bake the dough that they took out of Mitzrayim on the run because they were rushed out and they weren't able to delay. So l'chora, it's not the simplest pshat on the pasuk, but that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that the pshat of the Haggadah is, this is the Haggadah, this is the Haggadah, we should know what the pshat is. The Ramban says, we ate matzah because chametz was aser. Why do we bake matzah on the run, as opposed to in the comfort of our homes? That's because the mitzrim rushed us out. Okay, that's the pshat of the Ran. The pshat that I want to discuss now, just for the next few minutes, is the Abarbanel. The Malbim. Source 13. The Malbim says this, and the Tzrach says the same idea, and this is a whole new idea, very creative pshat, in the, not like the Ran, not like the Ramban, Mamish pshat in the Psukim, pshat in the Haggadah, why did we eat matzah when we left Mitzrayim? So the Malbim says as follows. First of all, he accepts what the Ran says, that we're following Rav Yossi HaGlili, that Pesach Mitzrayim was 1 day long. 1 day, Pesach Mitzrayim. Now, we know, when we count our days, it's night followed by day. Shabbos starts Friday night. Night followed by day. Pesach starts at night. Okay. Many Sfarim develop an idea that in the non-Jewish world, the halachic day starts during the day. In Parshas Noach, when the Torah is describing how you work, it says, Yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Day and night, you don't stop working. Day followed by night. So many, it's mostly in the Achronim, many Achronim say that in the non-Jewish world, it's day followed by night. And then, when we were given the Torah, we switched to night followed by day. That's if you're looking for one of the best places, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Liakov in Shmos Perikid Beis has a long discussion. He quotes a lot of Makaros. There are other places too, but that's a place we can find. In Emes Liakov, Shmos Perikid Beis, he has a whole discussion about this topic. Oh. So the Malbim says, and the Tzlach says, and other Achronim say, that B'nai Yisrael were counting their days like non-Jews did, day followed by night. And then before Matan Torah, they switched to night followed by day. That's what they say. Day followed by night. Oh. And oh, so the Malbim says as follows. Rav Yosef Luli says Pesach Mitzrayim was one day long. One day. Now it's day followed by night. So what was the one day? So he assumes, well, Wednesday, we shechted the Karban Pesach, Wednesday afternoon, and we ate it Wednesday night. And Thursday we left Mitzrayim. So what was the one day, day followed by night, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Pesach in Mitzrayim? So the Malbim actually says that the one day was the day of the Karban Pesach, Wednesday and Wednesday night. Which means that on Thursday, when we left Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim was what? Was over. And it was mutter to eat chametz the day we left Mitzrayim, and we would have baked mamet. That's the pashut pshat. We would have made chametz on Thursday, when Pesach was over. So let's see it inside. Then I'll say it again. Source number 13. This is the Mal. He's working on this is the question. He's source number 13. Vayisa mespetzeko terem yechmatz. Mashma, ratzel lachmitza. They wanted to make it into chametz. We actually speak hashah. They didn't have enough time, as the Mechilta says. Umizeh mashma. From this, it's implicit. Source 13, second line. Shema shekas Rav Yosef Aglili. Shebi Mitzrayim wano agisu chametz rak yom echad. Haynu yomar basar v'layla shacharav. That day and the next night. Wednesday night. V'zeni remishnei tamim echad shekoda matan Torah haya halayla holeich achar ayom. Kemoshe dibarti alzeb mokam acher. Because it was day followed by night. And then he also says, because in Kutchim, the day in the base Hamikdash, the day started during the day. The carbon was day followed by night. But that's another topic. That's another topic. And so he says, oh, V'alkein, Ratzu l'hachmitz ha'isa v'lois pikhasho. He says, that's the pshat. The Malbim says, black on white, that the Isser of chametz in Mitzrayim was for one day, not night followed by day, Wednesday night, Thursday. No, day followed by night, Wednesday night. And when we left Mitzrayim on Thursday, Pesach was over. Pesach Mitzrayim was over. And therefore, that day, Thursday, it was mutter to eat chametz. And that was the, this is the Pashup Shad, this is the Pashup Shad of the Haggadah. We were going to bake chametz that day. Because Pesach was mutter to eat chametz, but because the Mitzvah rushed us out, we baked it into matzah. So that's the famous pshat of, so that's what the Malbim says. That's a new pshat. It's working with Rav Yosef Aglili, but it's much more radical than what the Ran says. Okay, so that's the Malbim. Very nice. It's a nice pshat. So then I saw that it could be this exciting pshat of the Malbim might be pshat of Rashi too. And then it becomes super exciting. Take a look, and with this we'll close. Bezer Shem, take a look at source number 9. So what does Rashi say about this? He doesn't say much. Rashi makes a comment. Look in Rashi. Terem Yechmatz. Source number 9. That we didn't let it rise. Hamitzim lo hinichum lehashos kedei chimutz. They didn't allow us to become chametz. So Rashi just explains pshat of the pasuk. He doesn't say anything special. He says the Mitzvah didn't let it become chametz. Yeah, but the Mefarshim on Rashi knew our question. So the Mefarshim on Rashi, the Mizrahi, he says, yeah, Rashi's like the Ran. He says, yeah, Rashi's like the Ran. That Rashi meant like the Ran said, that the Mitzvah didn't let it become chametz because we were going to make it into chametz teeth the next day. Rashi's like the Ran. Okay, could be the Pashup Shad of Rashi. We don't know, Rashi doesn't say much. But I saw other Achronim. There's a sefer called the Shari Aaron. He has a sefer, a parish on the whole Chumash with Rashi. He's a Rav in B'nai Brak now. And he says, no. He thinks that the Pashup Shad of Rashi is that Rashi is like the Malbim. And Rashi is saying that we would have baked it into chametz, would have baked real chametz to eat the chametz. How does he know Rashi is like the Malbim? Well, first of all, Rashi doesn't say anything. But he quotes, there's a Rashi in Bamidbar, in Hilchos Tzitzis. So Rashi, at the end of Parsha Shlach, we have the Torah gives us the mitzvah of tzitzis. And Rashi at the end gives a whole series of gematrias. Like each part of the tzitzis represents something else. 8 strings, 5 knots. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, why are there 8 strings in the tzitzis? 8 strings. Look at Rashi. This source 10. Source 10. Rashi says, why 8 strings? Source 10, second line. Kineged shemone yomim shesho yisrael mishyotzi mitzrayim ach amrim shira alayam. The 8 days from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Oz Yashir. 8 days. It was 7 days. We all know that. It was 7 days. Shira Shem was 7 days. What does 8 day mean? It's a very strange. I mean, the Mefarshim and Rashi asked this question. This question bothered Mefarshim and Rashi. Why did 8 days? It's 7 days. Oz Yashir was the 7th day. So the Mefarshim Rashi over there, the Sisa Chamim over there says, no. Rashi is assuming that Bnei Yisrael were counting day followed by night. So the first day of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Wednesday night, because that's when they had the Korban Pesach. So if you count Wednesday as the first day, then the 7th day of Oz Yashir becomes the 8th day. And it's Lech B'Chaim on a Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So from Thursday, Wednesday is the 7th day. But if you count day followed by night, then Wednesday night was the first day. Wednesday night, like the Malbim says. So this Rashi really sounds like he's going with the Malbim. Rashi says that Oz Yashir was on the 8th day. How do you get the 8th day? Oh, you have to start from Wednesday. So it sounds like Rashi is assuming that Wednesday night, when we ate the Karm Pesach, was part of the first day. That makes Thursday the 2nd day, which makes the next Wednesday the 8th day. Oh, so this Rashi in Shlach sounds like he accepts the Malbim. So then it could be that this wild pshat of the Malbim, that for us is a chiddush, that Pesach was over and they would have baked real chametz, it could be that that's Rashi as well, and Rashi and Bo may have meant that, and Rashi and Shlach sounds like it a little bit as well. So just to review, we discussed two ideas. First, we discussed that matzah has a dual symbolism. It symbolizes the slave. It symbolizes the freedom. We discussed the Makoros for both. The Ramban mentions both. The Abarbanel says the two themes of matzah were captured in the two times we ate matzah when we left Mitzrayim. We ate matzah at night, and we ate matzah again during the day. And some of the Mefarshim and Nagada say the two themes of matzah are in Magid. We start with the theme of slavery and end with the theme of freedom. And matzah becomes the bookends of Magid. And we discussed that why did it work out that way? So maybe it's part of Hashem's showing he's in complete control of the world. Hashem has complete mastery over the world. That's the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Hashem flipped the ultimate symbol of slavery into the symbol of Geula. He flipped it. That's part of showing Hashem's complete control. That's number one. Then number two, we discussed the famous question. What's the pshat of the Haggadah? We say in the Haggadah, we eat matzah because the midstream rushed us out. But it's not true. We ate matzah because chametz was usher. Torah says chametz was usher. So what's the pshat in the pasuk? What's the pshat in the Haggadah? So there are three answers to that question. The famous answer is the Ran. That the Ran says Pesach Mitzrayim was 1 day long. And the Chiddush, he says, it was only usher to eat chametz. It wasn't usher to own chametz. So the plan was to bake chametz to be used for the future, for the following days. The Ramban doesn't buy that. The Ramban says, no, they baked matzah because chametz was usher. So the Torah says, chametz was usher. And the Torah means they baked matzah as they were rushed out by Derech. Why did they bake matzah on the run as opposed to in the comfort of their homes? And then the Malbim says it's exciting pshat. The Malbim says that Pesach Mitzrayim was 1 day long, not Wednesday night, Thursday. Wednesday night. So when they left Mitzrayim on Thursday, Pesach was indeed over. Chametz was mutter. And they were going to bake chametz Thursday. But they couldn't because the midstream rushed, and they were going to eat the chametz. But the midstream rushed them out. And that's why they baked matzah instead. And it could be, this is the last thing, it could be that Rashi Taka agrees with that as well. There's one more point here, just to make it even smoother, that the Malbim says, in the middle of the Malbim there, just makes a point. When the Torah presents the mitzvah of eating matzah, the language is striking. It says, Barishon be'arba asar yom lachodesh ba'erev tochu matzos. On the first day, the 14th day at night, eat matzahs. I don't think it's part of the psukim that were xeroxed. Oh, no, it is. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Take a look in Source 11. Source 11, Pasuk Yudches. Source 11, Pasuk Yudches. This is the Pasuk. Barishon, be'arba asar yom lachodesh ba'erev tochu matzos. The first day, the 14th day at night, eat matzahs. Now, we know the mitzvah of matzahs the night of the 15th. Night of the 15th, at the Seder. So the Torah's language is not the smoothest language. On the first day, on the 14th day at night, eat the matzahs. So the Malbim says, yeah, when that pasuk was given, that was exactly precise for Bnei Yisrael. For Bnei Yisrael, what was their mitzvah? The 14th day at night. Wednesday night. For them, the pasuk is exactly precise. Bnei Yisrael, they were counting day followed by night. So for them, the 14th day of Nisan was Wednesday and Wednesday night. Thursday was Tezvav. So when this mitzvah was given, that night, Wednesday night, the night after the day of the 14th, literally was the 14th day at night. So the Malbim says, yeah, the pasuk is beautiful. For us, once we flipped to go night followed by day, for us, the night after the 14th day becomes the Leil Chamisha, so it becomes the 15th. And that's why for us it's different. That's a beautiful idea. That's in the middle of the Malbim here. He says that the pasuk now is very smooth according to this approach. Okay, so Bezus Hashem, we should all appreciate both themes of matzah, the slavery and the geula, and appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. He can do everything he wants. He flips the slavery to their freedom, to other miracles, and this is one of the major themes of Pesach and the Seder. Okay, we'll stop here. I live in Rapid Shemesh. Rapid Shemesh, yeah.
Which Rapid
Shemesh? Aleph.
No, we have a son living in
Gimel. Excuse me?
We have a son living in
Wonderful. Gimel. Oh, Gimel. Gimel's unbelievable. Gigantic. It's you can't imagine. Constantly, the new section. I don't even know that. Okay, well.
Yeah, one such a bastard. Bauer got it the other night and then he eats a chatzos the next day. That's me on my said. One such a
bastard. I'm sorry, again?
He starved his bed the other night.
Yes.
And then he eats a chatzos the day. That's me on my said.
Right, the next day, right.
So I thought it was more than 18 minutes being tied out of his bed and chatzos.
For sure. Yeah.
So one such a rush, supposedly.
That's a good question. Well, first of all, that's a question. What were they doing in the middle? What were they doing from 12 till 6?
Yes.
They weren't baking matzah then because they thought they'd have time in the morning. So 12 till 6, the Abarbanel says, they were discussing the miracles. They were discussing Hashem and, oh, we're leaving the Chayitim. They're all excited.
Yes.
So then they weren't baking then.
Yes.
Then in the morning, the mitzvah, that's a good question. Well, from 6 till 12, they're getting ready. I think the